So, stepchildren. I have three of them. Two are nearly grown-ass men. Lovely, lovely young men. They live in Maine. They go to school. Maine is where their father's from. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Awesome. Good guys. The third one lives with us down here in Baltimore with my partner and I and my two daughters. He's the youngest one in the family. And he's the problem child, for sure. He's a little hyper. He's highly food motivated. I've seen him actually take a hamburger out of a five-year-old's hand and eat it in one bite. And he can clear coffee tables like with his tail in a single movement. So he's a 65-pound five-year-old plot hound. He's a big dog. And he's you know that kid. So this year is our first big family Thanksgiving together. We're all going up to Maine to be with my partner's family. We packed the girls in the car. We packed the plot hound in the car. He's supposed to stay in the back seat, but of course he doesn't. And we finally get up to Maine. It's all good. The big boys, you know, the pleasant stepchildren, they're there. And we're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner. It's the first one. So I want everything to go right. I dress my daughters nicely. You know, I cook three things, the only three things I know how to cook, but not really. And we're ready to go. And we're ready to go to my partner's mom's house, which is right down the block. Now, down the block in Maine is about 3 miles away, but it's down the block. And, you know, cousins are coming, and there's other people who all live about 3 miles away. It's kind of a compound, but it's spread out over an extended surface. But we can't find the dog. The dog got out. And so my partner's freaking out. The dog has been living in Baltimore for a long time and, you know, in a yard and on a leash, and all of a sudden he's gone in Maine. And so he goes looking for him. I bring my daughters to Thanksgiving, the boys are there. The mother-in-law's a little upset that we're all not ready to eat because we have to go find the problem child. I rush back. It's snowy. There's a frustrated, angry, you know, red-faced partner dragging a plot hound through the woods. He throws him in the house. That goddamn dog. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. We get in the car and we leave. We go have a lovely, beautiful, pleasant Thanksgiving dinner. Really, really lovely. The boys, the big boys, go home first, so 18 and 21. They go home first, they're done. We show up about 3 or 4 hours later, right? We're still hanging out, having a good time. Kids are playing. We get home, and the boys are really worried. Hey, Dad, come look at Griffin. This is the dog. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with him. And so we go in, and we check him out. And his hips, like, he's swaying, and his tail's between his legs. This is always a bad sign with a dog, right? His head's down, and his eyes, like, his pupils are kind of dilated, and he's wobbling from side to side. And so we're feeling kind of nervous about this, and because, you know, my partner lives on a compound, he calls his cousin, because when he found the dog was in the compost pile, you know, a couple miles away on the cousin's property, and having his own Thanksgiving feast. So he calls and says, hey, listen, did you guys by any chance put anything toxic in your compost pile? No, nothing toxic at all. We've got some, you know, old food in there, but nothing toxic. I start to Google, you know, what else could be there? There's garages, and I'm thinking, oh, man, the dog got into some windshield washer fluid, and we're both sitting on our computer, and we're Googling dogs and poison, and it's now like 11 o'clock at night, right, you know, in Maine, in the middle of nowhere, and we're watching the dog, and he's wobbling, and he starts to drool, and he's laying on his side, and this is not a good thing. So finally, we call it. I was like, we got to get him to a vet. You know, I don't even know that there's vets anywhere near us, but we got to get him to a vet. We put the dog in the car, the girls stay home alone, the two boys are in the back seat, and we're driving in silence for the 45 fucking minutes it takes to get anywhere in Maine. But Maine is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And we get to the all-night emergency vet, and we take the dog into the house, and the whole ride there, it was dead silence. You know, two grown boys who are really playful and lovely, and my partner is chatty, dead silence, terrified. This dog is a really important member of the family. And we get in there, and we walk in, and it takes a long time to fill out the paperwork. The vet comes out. She takes one look at the dog, and she says, any possibility this dog got into some cannabis? And so you could hear the snap in my partner's neck was audible as he looks over at his teenage sons, right? And they're like, no, no, Dad, no, 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 really, Dad, it wasn't us. And I'm thinking, it wasn't me, right? It wasn't me. So I'm thinking, no, 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 nothing like that. So they take the dog back and they start performing tests, right? You know, they're going to do an x-ray, they're going to take blood, they're going to do all these things. And then I ask my partner about his cousin. I'm like, is that the cousin I met at the wedding this summer? And he's, yeah, yeah, that's the one. He lives, you know, right over there. And I'm like, honey, he smells like hippie to me. And I was like, you might want to just check in again about that, you know, pile of compost. And I'm doing this all subtle and stuff because I'm old enough that, you know, this wasn't legal a year ago. And so he sure enough texts his cousin who's like, oh, man, I totally forgot. We threw out a pound of pot butter last week. So the prescription for that, by the way, is a bag of Doritos, right? Take him home, let him sleep it off. But the bill for the whole event is about $850.